Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it definitely is. How you doing today? I am Mark Walters, and I am sitting in these very crossbreed holster studios with you. Kind of a fun show yesterday. Conversations with you about some creepy clowns, right? That was kind of strange, huh? Yeah, it's kind of neat. Lots of emails about the clowns, too. I would have never guessed it. Sean, you bring your mic live. I got a lot of email about the clown conversation.
That's funny.
Take a listen to this one. Hey, Mark, when you started off the show today talking about clowns, I thought you were leading into a segment about the debate. That smirk Hillary was wearing during the whole thing seemed a little unsettling to me. Well, Paul, it was unsettling to everybody, believe me, myself included. But your comments, Sean, I'm getting some loop back. If you could cut that, that'd be great.
That might
it's
be
coming
my,
from your,
that might
coming
be
from
my
your
headphones.
Yeah, come from your headphones. I appreciate it. But your comments, yeah, if you could, cut that'd be great.
Okay.
But your comments about the clowns reminded me of a few videos I watched a while back. Sorry about that, by the way, folks. That's what happens. You know, sub against microphones, and this just happens. No big deal. All right, let me start over again. Hey, Mark, when you started off the show today talking about clowns, I thought you were leading into a segment about the debate. That smirk Hillary was wearing during the whole thing seemed a little unsettling to me. But your comments about the clowns reminded me of a few videos I watched a while back. I'll include the links below, but the videos amounted to some fairly elaborate pranks. The pranks capture unsuspecting people on video as they enter surreal criminal scenes or surreal crime scenes, and then capture their reactions when they come to realize that they are about to be the next victims. Now, for all I know, the Marks could be in on it, but if that's the case, they are excellent actors. Their reactions seem to me to be very genuine, and they are visibly petrified. I don't think you realized today when you brought up this little side discussion on clowns the extent to which it was relevant to the content of your show. I believe all the media buzz regarding the clowns is a result of these kinds of pranks. Everybody wants theirs to be the next viral video, and people are putting themselves at fairly substantial risk to create these videos. Just Google pranks gone wrong sometime and see what pops up. When I first saw the videos, I remember thinking to myself, how would I react in a similar situation? It seems to me the pranksters are playing a very dangerous game. Someone I don't know is bearing down on me with what appears to be a very large and menacing weapon. I don't know this is a prank. Do I pull my weapon? Do I stop what I perceive as an imminent threat, or do I hesitate, suspecting it might be a prank? I believe it's just a matter of time before one of these guys pays the ultimate price for his craft, and unfortunately, that video will go viral. And the email was from Paul Ullen. Paul, I appreciate the email very much, and I just noticed I had responded to you earlier today. It said, great email, Paul. I'll be reading it on air. I just read it on air. However, I just saw my reply in my drafts folder, one of the things I hate about Gmail, so I apologize, but I did just send you the email right here on live on the air. So, you're absolutely correct about that. There were a number of sheriffs across the Deep South, particularly in North and South Carolina, that said, this is not going to turn out well. If you're doing this, you need to stop. People are taking this very seriously. And, of course, what he meant by that was you're going to wind up getting killed. Because I'll answer the question for you. When you said in the email, when you just said, when I first saw the videos, I remember thinking to myself, how would I react in a similar situation? Let me tell you how I would react. If it's just some goofball standing on a street corner, not moving, just trying to play the menacing look character, go the other direction. But if they begin to come at you, and he did include the three videos, I did see them, and I can tell you how I would react in each one of them. My firearm would have been pulled. Someone would have gotten hurt. Because I'm not going to, and Paul brings up a great, yet again, a learning scenario. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness is what he's talking about here. Even if he doesn't know that's what he's talking about, that's what he's talking about. Someone I don't know is bearing down on me with what appears to be a very large and menacing weapon. I don't know this is a prank. Do I pull my weapon? Do I stop what I perceive as an imminent threat, or do I hesitate, suspecting it might be a prank? Let me tell you something. If you hesitate thinking it might be a prank, you're probably going to wind up dead. If you see, again, this is the preparation, avoidance, awareness that we talk about on the program with some of the greatest trainers and experts in the world. If you see someone on a corner because you're aware, you can go, look at that creepy clown. Go the other way, honey. Go get out of here. Or if you're walking down the street and he's bearing down on you, you don't ask if it's a prank. You have a right to defend yourself. Now, in some states, you know, this is a good stand your ground issue. In some states, you have to try to retreat. Where I am, I don't have to try to retreat. I don't have to run away when I have a right to be where I'm at. Oh, that's a lot of bravado. No, it's not. Maybe I have my wife with me or my two small children. I'm going to run away and leave them? Of course not. I'm going to move them behind me or somewhere to safety, and I'm going to defend myself and my family. I'm not going to run away. Nor should the law require me to run away. Now, if I have to pull a firearm and drop a clown, I think it'll be pretty clear when law enforcement arrives and medics as to what was happening. Now, obviously, every scenario is different. However, in the emailer's scenario, he says they're bearing down on me. Do I stop what I perceive as an imminent threat, or do I hesitate, suspecting it might be a prank? If you hesitate, you die. Take that rule to the bank. And again, a lot of that will depend on where you reside. You live in Massachusetts, you live in Illinois, you live in Maryland, you live in California, or any other dopey liberal state. New York, I can't tell you what's going to happen. You would, I would imagine, face a much higher risk of maybe being charged, of prosecution. I mean, you know, it happens. Unfortunately, politics play a large role in this stuff. Anybody watching the FBI and that political hack Comey, who is, by the way, that's what he is. He's a political hack. You see this. This is the politics at play here. It's very dangerous, very scary. So great email. I do appreciate it. It definitely sparked some conversation. I have a couple other ones, too. I think it was Doug in, Doug in Michigan writes in. Mark, great shows again, as always. I have 2 points I'd like to make about some of the comments you made over the last few shows. I've waited to comment on these 2 points in the event you might go that direction in some of your future shows. First point is to the USCCA insurance. One point I think you can could have made to back what all you were saying. When we went through all those proposed legislation a few years back, the libs were pushing for every gun owner to have insurance. So now there are different plans of insurance to have, and now this person had insurance to protect himself. He's referring to the case in Florida I was talking you about, and is using it. They don't like the fact that he has insurance and using an excuse that he was coached on what to say. It just goes to show that they just don't mean what they say and will never say what they mean on any subject when it comes to guns. First, that's the first part of the email. What Doug's referring to is the individual down in Tampa, Florida, who drew his fire, who killed somebody, was not prosecuted under Florida Stand Your Ground. That was back in 2015. The case has just come to light. The St. Pete Times, or I apologize, Tampa Bay Times, nostalgic for me. I know it is the St. Pete Times, was all over it. And when they found out that he carried the USCCA self-defense shield and put it into action as he should have, as you can, if God forbid you find yourself in that situation, and they don't like it. Now, there's a difference about the, this is self-defense shield insurance. What the left was attempting to do was impose a financial burden on you, requiring you to carry a $1 million liability policy. It was a completely different insurance. But yes, you are absolutely correct, Doug, about that. But they were doing it for different reasons. Moving on to his second point. Doug says, second point is rather comical and in reference to the clown comments you made. Now, we're going to take a break. So when we come back from the break, I'll read this. It's too long. But he discusses a little bit about what we talked about yesterday, you know, were we scared of clowns, this type of thing. Also, today, California, petri dish, just a petri dish of gun grabber ideas. Big giant petri dish. You know what a petri dish is, right? It's that weird spongy stuff in the plastic dish in science class. You throw a bunch of stuff on it and see if it grows. Yeah. At least that's what I remember it as. That's what California is. Big giant Petri dish. Throw gun control stuff at it, stick it to it, and see if it grows. Take it out, put it on a slide. Look at it a little bit later. But in California right now, California cops are being required to lock up their guns after Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill. When it came to light that about 329 police officers' firearms were stolen from Southern California law enforcement agencies over the last 5 years. I've got some comments about that. I don't think you'll want to miss, because, you know, civilians have had to lock their firearms up by law in California for quite some time. So we'll kind of break that down when we come back. But we'll finish up with the clowns next. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. I got some great emails on yesterday's segment about the clowns. I don't get the whole clown thing. I mean, I truly don't. And I appreciate you enlightening me a little bit. That's one of those weird, bizarre stories you wonder, how in the world, why are we talking about this all of a sudden? Where did this come from? Kind of like a few years back after 9/11 when all of a sudden we went into Iraq and I went, where did that come from? That's interesting, huh? I felt that way. I remember watching that news report. And I thought, where? Iraq? How'd that pop up all of a sudden? But I digress. Oh, and by the way, have you heard the news that there was a commuter train accident in New Jersey? For crying out loud, it is 24/7. It is continuous on every monitor I have. Yeah, we all know. Move on to something else. Now, this is a good example of how the media drives the story and creates the news. You would believe, if you parachuted in this morning, that this is the only thing happening, because they're not covering anything else. You see, they pick and choose what they want to cover. And they make everything else disappear. That's the power of the mainstream media. I guess nothing else is going on today, so they can cover the train wreck in New York. One person was killed. 100 injured. Yeah, that's a story. All day? Continuous? All day? Loop after loop after loop story? I don't think so. You know, the cell phone video where the person doesn't hold the phone 16:9 but holds it straight up and we've got to see the big grayed out screen. Look, if you're going to make a video on your phone, turn the camera, okay? Back to Doug's email about clowns. Second point is rather comical, and in reference to the clown comment you made, I don't think that there are more people scared of clowns today than years ago. I'm pretty close to the same age as you and can remember in my younger years that there were friends that did not like clowns. And clowns back then looked more like Ronald McDonald than they did Penny. Penny being Pennywise from the Stephen King movie It, which we discussed yesterday briefly in reference to this topic. Continuing, and I think Sean's point on John Wayne Gacy has a lot of validity, especially when the media was putting out the stories on Gacy trying to sell his artwork and so much of it looking like a creepy clown, which is all true. But to expand on that, it has nothing to do with the clown. It has everything to do with the situation that the clown is put in. So I guess my point is not the clown. When I think of a clown, it is a party-type situation, a festival, a rodeo. Right? Rodeo clowns? So when that clown is standing in the woods or on the street corner at 3 a.m., or even just on the side of a country road, the way a lot of these pictures are being portrayed. Even though I'm not scared of clowns, I am going to say that I would not think of that clown in that circumstance the same as I would that party clown or rodeo clown. I live in southwest lower Michigan. This is the time of year that may be 70 one day and 30 and windy the next. Heck, some days it may be 30 in the a.m. and by lunch be sunny and 70. When I see a kid, and he puts that in quotations, with a hoodie on, I don't think any different of that kid. Take that same kid and put him in that hoodie in mid-August when it is 95 plus, I would not say the same thing. Now, at the same time, if I see a kid, in quotes, in a hoodie today, as stated, I won't think anything out of the ordinary. Now take that same kid and have him beeline towards me or walk towards me with hands in their pockets, not making good eye contact, or any of the other many, many signs that things are not right, I will not think the same about that kid, and I will adjust my response accordingly. So it has nothing to do with the person, for I do not know the attacker, what the attacker will look like, what sex that attacker will be, what age that attacker will be. So putting a predetermined image in my mind puts me at a disadvantage. But knowing my surroundings and what is out of the ordinary or out of the norm for that place and time will give me every little bit of advantage that I need and hopefully alert me of trouble or possibly of trouble before it happens. For we all know that when evil decides to present itself, I'm going to be the last one to know that it is there. Carry on, carry often, carry all the damn time. Doug, Bowl, Southwest Lower Michigan. He says in parentheses, snow is coming. Yeah, it is. some amazing points in there. If you remember Peter Johnson from Archway Defense, former federal air marshal and federal agent, he tells us to look for what? When we scan our environment, because we're aware of our surroundings, what does he tell us to look for? Baseline behavior, right? What's the norm? That's what Doug is talking about here. A clown in a party environment making balloons and waving at kids is normal baseline behavior. That clown standing in the woods on a country road at 3 o'clock in the morning is not baseline behavior. That's not normal behavior. That's out of the norm. That's what Doug's talking about. So what is he talking about? Maybe with not even realizing it. Again, preparation, avoidance, and awareness on your part. Being aware to determine that. And in order to determine that, you have to be aware. Because as he closes out the email, for all we know, when evil decides to present itself, I'm going to be the last one to know that it is there. That's because what? What do I tell you? Evil exists, A, and B, evil will decide when and where to show itself. You don't have a say in it. That's why you have to accept that evil, in fact, does exist. You must understand that it exists. If you put that out of your mind, you're living in denial, and when evil visits you, you will be completely, totally unprepared. You've not envisioned anything. In this case, you're not even looking for that baseline behavior. You're not even aware of it. So these emails are great reminders. Both of them segued right back to preparation, avoidance, and awareness, whether the letter writer actually knew it or not. That's how this stuff all ties together. The hoodie in 95-degree weather. Absolutely a dead giveaway. See five guys walking into the shop with hoodies up. You got a problem if that's in August. You live in Green Bay and it's in December. You might approach that a little bit differently. It's not going to be the same thing. So you have to adjust that behavior and those patterns, that baseline behavior that Peter talks about, to your surroundings, whatever those surroundings may be. Two great emails. I really appreciate that. And some great points in both of them. Because, again, right smack back down to preparation, avoidance, and awareness, and that depends on who? You. Depends on you. You have to be aware of your surroundings. If you deny evil's own, if you just deny its existence, and it chooses to visit you, you see, evil is looking for you if you're in denial. If you're the guy walking around New York City with the camera pointing up at all the tall buildings, you become the target because you're not aware. It's not going to happen to me. I'm here on vacation. Preparation, avoidance, awareness. Understanding evil exists. We'll be back with some of those California Petri dish stories right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, USCCA on air. USCCA on air. I've been talking a lot recently over the last couple, but I tell you every day, but in particular over the last few days since I was at GRPC down in Tampa, my hometown, about the story that the Tampa Bay Times was running. You know, the liberal heads just popping like zits out there. Oh my God, this guy had insurance. They're being coached. Nobody's coaching anybody. They're giving you the proper usage, the legal, nothing illegal. It's all legal. That's what they don't like about it, is the fact that people actually exercise their rights. And because of people like them, people like us, the two of us, have to be concerned with protecting ourselves because of them. Because they use the legal system and the judicial system to come after us. Because we used a gun to defend ourselves. That's wrong in their book. Plus, of course, it happens to them. Then they change their tune. That's the hypocrite in them. But I have the platinum insurance from USCCA. You should have whatever level you can afford. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of the financial benefit that protects you. $300,000, $500,000, $1.125 million. X amount of dollars for an attorney should you need legal assistance, just like the man down in Tampa, Florida. He was put in touch immediately with a pro-rights attorney that's on the list. He was provided funds immediately to see him through the Stand Your Ground hearing. And Mark Ober, the U.S. attorney in Hillsborough County, said there are no charges. He meets the criteria. There's nothing to refute that this wasn't self-defense. We don't charge people for defending their lives in America. And the U.S., but there are overzealous Democrat socialists, most every one of them, who will. Because they don't like the fact that you defended your life with your chosen weapon. Now, the USCCA's self-defense shield is now expanding to cover all weapons of opportunity. Maybe you have to punch somebody's lights out. And that individual winds up dying and you were defending your life. Doesn't matter what weapon you choose. Maybe you don't like guns. Maybe you carry a knife. Whatever weapon you need, maybe it's your belt and you strangle somebody who's trying to kill you or murder your wife or your children. You shouldn't have to worry about defending yourself. And that's what that case was down there in Tampa, Florida. And the left can't stand that. But that insurance is available for you. I pulled my firearm on Fletcher in Nebraska back in 2002 at a couple of Tampa's finest who decided that, well, they were going to turn their attention towards me. Never fired a shot, thank God. This insurance wasn't available back then. But man, I encourage you, don't take my word for it. Go read the Tampa Bay Times reports. Just Google Tampa Bay Times USCCA Garcia and see what comes up. You can read it for yourself. And it's all available for you at usccaonair.com. You can go there and check it out. The very insurance and the product and all the information that's got the Tampa Bay Times all blown out of mind. The Miami Herald as well. And you're going to start seeing a lot of Tim Schmidt, the founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association, all over national media. He's in Washington right now doing a ton of interviews. One American News Network, Washington Times, CNN, Fox, and some others. So you'll start seeing Tim all over the place. But it's insurance that's available to you. If you carry a gun, if you're even considering it, you need to check it out. All right, now, Sheriff Clark. You know, I love this guy. He's been on the program a number of times. Sheriff Clark, I can call Sheriff Clark a friend. I tried to bring him to the Gun Rights Policy Conference, in fact, to speak. He wanted to, but had other obligations in New York and was unable to, unfortunately. So we're looking at rescheduling him well in advance for next year. But did you hear this story? This is wonderful. Here's the headline. Sheriff Clark takes down rowdy drunken passenger on North Carolina-bound flight. It's wonderful. So I'm going to quote the sheriff. Well, apparently what was happening. The sheriff was flying to North Carolina. I can promise he wasn't sitting in coach. He was up in business class, no doubt, a note for a fact, because they know how he flies. When an intoxicated passenger began, I guess, getting really, you know, a little bit aggressive on the flight towards other passengers, towards flight attendants. Now, I fly a lot. You see a lot of stuff. And it is rare that you see something like this, but apparently this guy was up and down the aisles taking seats, and I'm wondering, well, how many people were on the flight if he's up taking seats and stuff, whatever. It's neither here nor there, but he was. So that goes to tell you what type of activity was going on the plane with this guy. You've got to be pretty hammered and pretty hell-bent on making a scene on a crowded airplane for this type of activity to go on. Well, Sheriff Clark was having none of it. Here's what he said, quoting, "This goof took the cabin over like it was his private jet. He was moving up and down the aisles. He was in different seats. He was intoxicated, cursing, and swearing. It was very intimidating for a lot of the passengers and the flight crew on that plane, and so I kept my eyes on him the entire time. I did what was instinctive in me. That was to protect and take action. And I just had to pick a spot. I didn't want to have to be grappling this guy for an hour. When I told him to sit down, he wouldn't. So then I shoved him face down into the seat, pinned him against the seat, and put one arm behind his back, told him to stay there and not resist arrest. I told the flight attendant to radio for police at the gate, to have the police meet me there. They did. When they boarded, I asked the officer who came up to me, I said, 'Give me your handcuffs.' She did, and then I handcuffed him and turned him over. I didn't worry about jurisdiction or that nonsense. I had to worry about protecting people. He was using profanities at one point, you know, saying, "Sheriff, what the blank are you going to do about it?" But that, like many other police officers, we don't care about that. We don't care about color and gender, whatnot. We care about what the law is. We care about protecting people, and that's what I did. And he questioned whether, you know, why weren't there air marshals apparently on that flight? And he says, "I know they don't fly every flight, but it would have been kind of nice to have an air marshal on there that could have either backed me up or I could have backed him or her up," he said. And the sheriff later went on to talk about how the man was charged with several misdemeanors in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and has been given a future court date. That from foxbusiness.com. I saw the actual interview of Sheriff Clark, and it's wonderful. I've had the opportunity to have him on the program, bring his voice to these airwaves on more than one occasion. He has sat in studio with me and done interviews. He's a wonderful guy. And I got to tell you, the next time you see Sheriff Clark on one of your flights, you know you're in the company of the real deal, okay? I mean, it couldn't have happened. I mean, imagine being on that airplane. Oh, man, there's that sheriff I see on TV all the time. Look at this. And he's got a guy pinned face down in the seat. But that right there is punishment enough. I mean, imagine the airplane seat and you're face down in it. Ugh. You know how many people have been sitting in that thing for how many round-trip flights? Oh, man. That's punishment. So hats off to Sheriff Clark. That's very, very cool. I thought I got a kick out of that story when I saw it. You know, he got picked up at the Atlanta airport when he was heading over to the USCCA Expo back in April. And it was kind of fun because when you come up Atlanta's escalators, you can go left to the south terminals or right to the north terminals to get your bags. Delta owns basically the whole south side. All of the other airlines are over on the blue side, the north side. So when Sheriff Clark got up off the escalators for his ride to head over to the hotel, he had to go over and get his bags. Took him 45 minutes just to go that 50 to 60 feet to get his bags because everybody recognized him. Imagine being on that flight to Charlotte with him. That would have been a hoot, huh? Sheriff Clark, he's the real deal, man. He's the real deal. All right, when we come back, I promise you, we're going to go to California. Really crazy stuff. The Petri dish. What does it mean for you? We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Wow, the fastest hour in all of radio, no doubt about it. I will be up in West Bend, Wisconsin, at the headquarters of the United States Concealed Carry Association next week, bringing you this show on, I'm not sure if I'll be bringing it to you Tuesday. I probably will. May have someone else in the seat on Tuesday. May have to travel. I have to look at my flight schedule, but needless to say, I will be bringing you the show Wednesday and Thursday from West Bend, Wisconsin. Not sure about Tuesday. Have to fly. But I think I get there early enough that I'll be able to broadcast from the world headquarters of the USCCA. And then, of course, on Friday, I'll be back in time to be here in these Crossbreed Holster studios in the Metro Atlanta area. So looking forward to that. Probably have Tim on the show, maybe a few others next week to talk about. He's doing his whirlwind. He's doing, I think, CNN Fox interviews, CNN interviews, Washington Times, a number of others. I think One American News, I saw a picture of him sitting with my good friend Emily Miller at One American News Network. That's great. So we'll be seeing a lot of Tim here in the near future, talking about the products that the USCCA offers and guns and gun rights and the insurance and everything else. So, all right, California, save the best for last, right? Honest to goodness, it's hard to put your finger on the minds of these dopey socialist Democrats. Just incredible. California police officers required to lock up guns after bill signed into law. That doesn't sound, what's that sound, you know, to the headline surfer? Well, they should be required to lock up their guns. Let me explain something to you. Let's go here. This is from a piece over at OC Register. That would be Orange County Register. Since 2011, more than 300 firearms have gone missing from Southern California police forces. Today, Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation to make law enforcement officers lock up their guns left in unattended vehicles or face state fines of $1,000. Now, I want you to walk with me on this one. Because the socialists have been after you. And California, that's already the law for you. Now, that when I say today, let me get the date on this because it was September 27th, it was a few days ago. Law enforcement officers must lock up their guns left in unattended vehicles or face fines of $1,000 under a bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown, the new law, which has been in the works for months and puts officers in the same camp as civilians in storing weapons, came a day after a Register investigation found that at least 329 police firearms were reported lost or stolen from Southern California law enforcement during the past 5 years. That's a quote from the piece from OC Register. Now, I read this a few days ago. I knew he was going to sign the bill a couple weeks back. Let's take a look at this. Because the socialists at the federal level have been all over you for the same thing. They want you to have your gun broken down, require you to have it locked up, report your stolen gun in X amount of time, where you become a criminal, in many cases a felon. Why? Because a criminal committed a crime and stole your property. I want you to think about that. That makes you a criminal. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You are required in California to lock up your gun in your car. Does that apply if you've locked your car? Isn't your car a container? So you've got a gun in the console of your truck. You get out of the vehicle and you lock your car. Doesn't that count? And if not, why not? Why the hell not? Because you see, the fact that you left your keys in the car, or the fact that you left your car door unlocked, or the fact that you left your car running when you pulled up in front of that 7-Eleven to run inside to get a Slurpee, does not give another human being the right to steal your crap, does it? Of course not. Of course it doesn't. The first question, did you lock your doors? Well, you should have locked your car. Why? It's not an invitation. A crime is a crime is a crime. It's just as illegal to steal your car or anything in it as it was unlocked as it was locked. So if the criminal breaks the window, opens up the car door, goes in and takes your gun, and you don't report it, you're a criminal. Or if they find out it wasn't locked in the vehicle, even though the car doors were locked, isn't that enough? How many locks do we need? Let me give you another example of what I'm talking about. This is this convoluted logic here. This is liberal logic. I saw the video today of a guy literally getting his blank kicked at a Black Lives Matter riot. It wasn't a peaceful demonstration. They never are. They're either going to get violent or they've already been violent for a few days, and the last one was peaceful because the National Guard is now on the streets. And then on the sixth day, they go to the White House and they meet with Obama and plan their community organizing strategy because he's a community organizer, but I really go down that hole, but I won't. Back to the liberal logic. I saw the video of the guy who was at the Black Lives Matter rally. He had a Trump hat on. It didn't say Trump. It said, "Make America Great Again." His hat said, "Make America Great Again." It didn't say, "Make America Great Again by lynching blacks." It said, "Make America Great Again." Problem with that? It didn't say, "Make America Great Again by building a wall and containing Mexicans." It said, "Make America Great Again." And here he was at the rally. And then it started getting ugly. "Why you here? Why you here? Why you wearing that? Why you wearing that hat?" Boom, boom, boom. On they go. One guy smacks the hat off of him. The next thing you know, he's now surrounded by 300 people. He's videotaping the whole thing. He winds up on the ground. I put it on my Twitter feed. I want you to go watch it at AAR Mark. I want you to go watch it. This is Obama's America in action. It's right there on my Twitter feed. Watch the video. He's filming it on his cell phone. He then gets knocked to the ground. He's now being beaten. Watch the video at AAR Mark. Go watch the video. He finally escapes. He is literally being chased down the street by a mob who would have killed him. But you see, the helicopters up above, the police helicopters up above, were watching the events unfold and sent some units to the scene. About six squad cars came in, surrounded him. A bunch of reporters went to the scene. Here's the first question he was asked. Why did you wear that hat? Didn't you think there was going to be a problem? His hat said, "Make America Great Again." The mere fact that the reporter asked the question implies that it was his fault he got his tail kicked, because he shouldn't have worn something that said, "Make America Great Again," to that rally, because they're not expected to act like human beings. Well, if you wear that to the rally, expect to get killed. It doesn't work that way in America. It only works that way in Obama's America. Same analogy, same thing. Well, you left your keys in the car. What the hell did you expect? Well, I didn't expect somebody to steal my $80,000 car or my $40,000 car or my clunker. And the fact that they stole my gun isn't my fault. It's their fault. Good heavens, you better hope the right thing happens on November 8th. Armed American Radio continues tomorrow because they hate it. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.